New pressure in Russia probe.
The actions here of the chair rise to the level, certainly, of recusal.
President to undo climate change curbs.
Today he'll repeal Obama-era regulations.
Police officers shot in Miami.
They were shot in an ambush-style attack.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee are now calling on the Republican chairman to recuse himself from the investigation into Russia's actions during the election and ties to the Trump team. We're live with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Devin Nunes revealed yesterday he was here at the White House complex when he learned that members of the Trump transition may have been subject to incidental U.S. surveillance. He told CNN he had to come here to meet his source.
And needed a place that I could actually finally go because I knew what I was looking for and I could actually get access to what I needed to see.
But the chairman's decision to tell the president, not his colleagues, what he had learned leads his Democratic counterpart, Adam Schiff, to call for Nunes to step aside.
Given his role in the transition team and the events of the past week, it just has too much called into question whether he has the objectivity necessary to oversee this investigation.
House Speaker Paul Ryan says he has full confidence that Nunes is conducting a fair and credible review. Steve?
Well, Stephen, today the Kremlin said a Russian bank's meeting with Mr. Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, was routine business. A Senate committee wants to ask him questions about that.
In addition to meeting with the Russian ambassador, it seems Jared Kushner also had talks last year with the heads of Vnesh Ekonom Bank, owned by Russia, subject to U.S. sanctions. The White House says Kushner has voluntarily agreed now to talk with the Senate Intelligence Panel as it reviews Russian interference in the campaign. Steve?
Well, President Trump will act on a campaign promise today, rolling back environmental restrictions imposed under Barack Obama. CBS's Pam Coulter has more.
The Natural Resources Defense Council's David Doniger calls the president's executive order an action plan for destroying the climate.
The pollution from our power plants, from our cars and trucks, is changing the climate and hurting the health of people, of communities, of the whole planet.
He called Mr. Trump and his EPA chief climate deniers who don't believe man's pollution is fueling the warming planet. A senior White House official says the president will erase his predecessor's executive orders on climate change and rescind the Clean Action Plan, which sets a target for reducing carbon emissions and encourages the use of alternative fuels. Pam Coulter, CBS News, Washington.
Sanctuary cities are vowing to fight back against Trump administration plans to withhold billions in federal funding if local police refuse to help federal immigration agents. Daryl Steinberg is mayor of Sacramento, California.
Those resources are important.
But at what price? At what price do you put on fear? What price do you put on people's civil rights?
Attorney General Sessions says the federal threat is not a hollow one.
Such policies make their cities and states less safe. Public safety, as well as national security, are at stake and put them at risk of losing federal dollars.
Well, now to Miami, where the hunt is on for a gunman who shot and wounded two police officers as they conducted an investigation at apartments on the city's north side.
Our officers are out there every night risking their lives trying to bring safety to the community. And what you saw today was an ambush-style attack on our police officers.
Miami-Dade Police Director Juan Perez says they're asking the public for information that could lead to an arrest. Both officers are expected to survive the shootings. Severe storms rolled through parts of the South and Appalachia last night, packing strong winds and hail. This man in the Nashville area says a lot of trees are down.
Yeah, like, it's dark.
The wind, I thought it was going to rip some of the canopies off the other buildings.
Forecasters say this could be a damaging week in that stretch of the country with more storms in the forecast. Georgia's Department of Agriculture reports bird flu in a flock of chickens at a farm in the northwest part of that state. Bird flu has taken a toll on farms in some other southern states. White House officials indicate New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will join an administration effort to battle opioid abuse. Christie missed out on a cabinet post, despite being one of the first major Republicans to get behind Donald Trump during the GOP primaries. A new study looks into the impact of fake news in a critical battleground state in last year's election. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
Hillary Clinton was ahead in the polls in Michigan, but she lost to Donald Trump. Now, analysts at Oxford University say fake news may have helped tip the balance.
We saw real news shared at exactly the same rate as fake news, and in some contexts, fake news was actually more successful.
Sam Woolley of the Oxford Internet Institute. Some of the misinformation was Russian in origin or drawn from unverified WikiLeaks reports, but the researchers say it's not clear if any political parties or foreign governments were actively involved. Steve?
A woman says the TSA at the Dallas airport went too far over the weekend.
We were treated with utter disrespect, as if we were criminals.
Jennifer Williamson's 13-year-old son was given a pat-down even though he did not set off a body scanner, but because he left a laptop in his backpack.
He was patted down excessively. They went over his sensitive areas a little more than necessary, especially given that he wasn't wearing bulky clothing or anything like that.
Williamson, who posted video of the pat-down on social media, says her son suffers from a disorder which makes him sensitive to the touch. She says the hour-long delay caused them to miss their flight. The TSA says proper procedures were followed. The cruise line Holland America has stopped port calls in Acapulco, Mexico, because of security concerns. It'll make other Mexican stops instead. The area has been plagued by crime and drug gang killings. Football's Oakland Raiders are setting sail for Las Vegas. The NFL has given the green light. The move is set for 2020.
Raiders owner Mark Davis insists he has no choice but to take Nevada's offer of $750 million taxpayer dollars to build a new stadium in the desert.
I have mixed feelings, obviously. I love Oakland. I love the fans in Oakland. And I know that there's going to be disappointment and maybe some anger.
You could say that. Raiders diehard Rob Rivera feels jilted.
We love our Oakland Raiders. Love us back, man.
Doug Sovereign, CBS News, Oakland.
The Wall Street Journal reports Tesla founder and CEO Elon Musk has launched a new company that aims to link computers with human brains. The paper reports it's called Neuralink. It's already filed papers in California as a medical research company. On Twitter, President Trump is touting a new announcement today from Ford. WWJ Radio's Jeff Gilbert.
The investments are reportedly going to be significant. Ford isn't commenting, but the Detroit News says it involves investments in Michigan Assembly and Wayne, Romeo Engine, and Flat Rock Assembly. Ever since President Trump appeared in Detroit almost 2 weeks ago, we've been waiting for something.
And by the way, we're going to have a very big announcement next week having to do with your industry. Very, very big. Very important.
No word if this announcement has to do with that. Last January, Ford announced a $700 million investment in Flat Rock.
Well, three-quarters of global bankers in a new survey believe artificial intelligence will become the primary way banks interact with customers over the next 3 years. The author of the report says that technology will make banking more personalized and take it back to the days when there were more human interactions. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.